Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan Menigan is in. Dan, are you offended as a longtime Packers fan that we're now calling them Micah Parsons and the Packers, or is that okay with you?
Oh, God, no.
You guys want to make sure.
No, you have to call Micah Parsons and the Packers.
I mean, there are a lot of guys that have been there for a long time.
He's the blue chipper on that roster.
Oh, well, you might want to mention a quarterback there along the way, too. No. All right. Get the latest from the Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder right now is embedded somewhere near Berea, probably in Berea, as he gets set for Kevin Stefanski's press conference. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on-the-field action. So subscribe to 92.3 The Fan, the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now, and get all of the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season.
And an update worth noting, yes, on the Packers side of things, Tucker Kraft, who was dealing with that knee injury, he was off to the side doing a whole bunch of exercise, all that stuff. Did not touch the practice field, though, for the Green Bay Packers today. If he is out for that game, the tight end Tucker Kraft, that is a big deal. That's a big part of the Packers offense. Get it to the big guy in space. Yep. And if he's not out there, one less weapon for Jordan Love to rely on.
Oh, that's too bad. We will have Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up here in just a few moments, probably momentarily, right? What time do we think he's going to hit the podium? 2 or 3 minutes from now? 4 minutes?
Five minutes? Somewhere in this segment.
Somewhere in this segment. And then don't forget, we'll do two keys and a locked, and then quick predicts, your chance to hop in on the show at the end of the show, where you'll tell us the score of the Browns-Packers game and Monday morning's headline. There was a headline that came out yesterday, and just, I mean, what a big nothing that ODOT thing was with the Browns' new stadium. Right? I mean, it turned out to be a gigantic, like, let's get news directors and news editors super excited and let's get, oh, look at this. ODOT said, I remember the headlines. Old ODOT said they're not doing the dope state. Oh, man, this is a joke. What are they going to do? Are they going to move? Where are they going to play? Maybe this is going to be the final straw that says the Browns might want to move farther away from Northeast Ohio than that. Oh, maybe they're going to another suburb. Maybe they're blah, 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 blah. Come on, man. Everyone knew this was just a passing of wind in the whole story. First of all, did anyone, seriously, I don't even know if maybe people who work at ODOT knew that ODOT had some sort of say in airports. I just assumed.
I had no idea. Until you
just
and I
assumed
were on the air.
That they do a fantastic job of making sure that our roads are in tip top condition and that they keep the orange barrel business in business. I'm not ripping ODOT. I just did not know that ODOT had anything to do with airports. I always thought everything was about the FAA when it comes to the airport. So
until you and I were on the air reading that whole thing, when it came down, I was like, ODOT has something to do with air travel?
But the power they had in this one. ODOT had power. They put out a statement. They said the Browns couldn't have the permit because there was going to be too tall. 150 feet above ground elevation.
I know.
Which made me harken back to those champion flyers, those pilots that we had for decades throughout Northeast Ohio. God bless you. To the pilots that were able to maneuver around the smokestacks they had when it was a Ford engine plant. And I'm sure those smokestacks had to be higher than the new dome was. I could be wrong, but I mean, you want to talk about great American heroes. Those commercial pilots, thank you thank you for making sure that we all landed safe at Hopkins when they had those out there. I don't know how they snuck that past ODOT the first time to be able to let planes land at Hopkins when that happened. Then the other champion of all champions, is the fact that I don't even know how they did this. So they built an airport. Check this out.
Okay.
On the lake.
Really?
It was a dirt field first, and then they named that airport Burke Lakefront Airport. And you know what? They built that with a gigantic stadium in front of them. Yet somehow, some way, those great champions of the city of Cleveland were able to figure out a way to put an airport with a giant stadium at the end of the runway. Yet, ODOT, where was ODOT then? Talk about slipping one past the goalie. Where was ODOT to protect us when they put Burke up to make sure that, you know, everything was going to be okay, knowing that that stadium that had been built there already was going to be in the... I talk about just what a great American segment.
Continuing to overcome adversity. That's what the city of Cleveland has done. Continue to overcome adversity.
Here's what I don't understand about this ODOT thing, okay? And I'm just being totally serious now without being sarcastic and being snide. Snide the way I am.
70-30.
So ODOT decides that they're going to reject the permit citing height concerns, right? And the Browns had the right to an appeal. I'm reading the Cleveland.com story. It said, ODOT and the Browns have been in talks for weeks, although a formal appeal hadn't been filed.
Okay.
So they denied it, yet they didn't even have to appeal because ODOT came back to waive the height limit, which is 150 feet above the airport's ground elevation, that ODOT determined the stadium would not require any changes to the airport's current flight operations. ODOT also noted there would be required lighting on top of the stadium. So somehow or some way, someone forgot to put those red lights on there.
It's amazing how that goes.
What a joke. What a gigantic joke this is. I mean, it's just, all this sounds like is politicians just trying to throw up roadblocks to progress.
So,
and I get it. Trust me, please don't get on me with the whole basket. It's a shame. I wanted the team to stay downtown.
We all did.
I did.
We all did.
But I also know the pain and agony of what I felt, and I get irritated thinking about the team that I grew up watching is Baltimore now. Okay? Drives me crazy. So if the Browns want to move to a line, or go across a line to stay that close to Cleveland, so be it. It just aggravates the you-know-what out of me.
It's ridiculous. We all wanted them to stay in Cleveland. We all gave multiple ideas, recommendations, places that they could put this thing. The city of Cleveland shuffled their feet.
And waited to the last minute, knowing that when the contract was up.
Exactly.
It's not only city of Cleveland, it's county too.
The county as well.
The county makes zero sense to me. I say it every time. Please, can we get... And I feel bad for the folks that are on the council, that are on the county council, not the head of the... Not the head of the county, because they seem to understand that Burke Park is in Cuyahoga County, that Cuyahoga County needs to represent the people of Burke Park as well as the people of Cleveland and the people of North Homestead and everything within the county. Euclid, Cleveland Heights, Shaker Heights.
Right. And so,
South Euclid, Fairview.
As we said on numerous occasions, like, come up with a better plan. Here are a lot of ideas that we can help you to do a better plan. Who knows? You can't change the past now. You can only look to use it to help mend the future. And that's what we'll see what happens with this stadium. We now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.